Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Congressman.
Yes?
Congressman Albert on 90.
Just a moment.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, get me.
Thank you. Mr. Congressman.
Yes.
We're getting him for you. Just a moment.
All right.
Majority leader calling here. Hello?
Hello, Mr. President?
Yes, sir. Hi.
Carl, if you're busy, I'll...
No, I've got to run out to make a little statement, 5:30, and I'm running a little late, but I wanted to get this call before I left.
All I wanted to tell you about was these meetings that are going on the Civil Rights Bill up here.
Mm-hmm.
And they've had the DSG met, Democratic Study Group, met Joe Rao and Mitchell up there, and they argued about whether they should have the House Committee Bill or the Kennedy approach, and the consensus was that they should have the House Committee Bill. And I thought you ought to know that from what I can gather from people that went there that called me about it, they completely ruled out the Senate approach of not having a poll tax operation in it some way or other. But that they, most of them went with the Seller approach rather than the Kennedy approach. Now, Rao wanted to take the Kennedy approach, and Clarence Mitchell apparently wanted to go with the House Committee.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently the Speaker is wanting to go with the House Committee. He and Manny are meeting on it right now. I just thought you ought to know.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you.
You want me to do anything?
My feeling is this. I'm very much against the poll tax, and I want them to get rid of it any way they can within constitutional bounds. I don't want to make it appear that I'm trying to tell them what to do, or that I'm being dictatorial, or that I'm for the poll tax, because I have always been told they can't do it by law, and I think that after being here 35 years, that the Constitution varies with the justices a good deal, and my guess is that the court going the way it is, that the court would kind of help us get rid of the poll tax. Katzenbach doesn't think that, and I didn't want to overrule him. I'm not a lawyer. He felt it very strong. I told him at the ranch, and I told him he came back here to get it to 18-year-olds and get rid of the poll tax. And
I talked to him in January about this. I told him about it, go as far as he could go on this thing. And he said, well, go as far as it could within the Constitution. I think he's very sincere about it.
Yes, he's a good man, Carl. He's a good man. He's just as earnest.
And I'm afraid, though, that we, the Speaker, he always goes with you. But on this, he's got his mind made up that this is the way the House is
going. Yes, I don't want to influence him. If I had, I'd have called him and told him I want to I want as many approaches as they can, and I want to get rid of it any way they can. And if the Attorney General says that it's unconstitutional, can't do it, I would be embarrassed. I hope that it doesn't come out that way, and I believe that he's really not against anybody, and he's for everybody, and he likes the Kennedys, and he likes the Speaker, and he likes everybody. And so I whatever they work out will be all right with me, as long as he doesn't say that's unconstitutional. If he does, I'll have to veto it, and I won't hesitate to do it, because I'm not running for anything. I'm just going to call him as I see him.
And I'm with you. You know that.
I know that. You're a great tower.
I think you ought to know that they're having these meetings all over the Capitol today, you know. And I am a little bit worried about whether this is going to throw us into a much longer session than we'd anticipated. If our bill has to go back to the Senate, much stronger than what they send over here.
They're working.
Maybe they can work it out.
They're working out something in the Senate different from what they agreed on the other day, but I don't know what it is, and I haven't talked to them.
I'm sorry to bother you.
You never bother me. I wish you'd come by more often. I can't come up there.
You
never bother me.
Did they tell you that we're Thursday afternoon at 5 o'clock on the Capitol grounds? We're planting a tree for Senator Kerr, and his whole family are going to be up here. And I don't know whether you can send somebody by if you can't come. I doubt they've even invited you, but they are. They're planting an Oklahoma Redbud Senator Kerr tree out here on the Capitol grounds, 5 o'clock Thursday afternoon.
I'll put it down. If it didn't develop before I get up or get somebody, I'll do it, Carl.
Okay.
Thank you. What do you got coming up this week?
Well, the only thing important that's left is the Atomic Energy Authorization.
Why can't we get that immigration bill out?
Well, I think we will get it out.
I think you ought to talk to the Speaker, and you all ought to call in. You ought to call Seller and this boy in from Ohio and just say, now, this is January and February and March and April and May. But I'm afraid
we've got a real tough hombre to handle there. Every time we talk to him about it, he wants to do something Seller doesn't want to do, and that's to give him a big patronage group on a joint committee. And that's all he wants.
Well, you shove it any way you can.
All right. Thanks. Bye.